From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Beginning next summer, staffers at Miami Beach hotels will be armed with a new tool to help combat sexual assault. The city of Miami Beach last week voted to arm hotel workers with something they're calling safety buttons. The devices, also called panic buttons in other cities that have used them, can be pressed to summon hotel security if ever a hotel worker feels like they're in danger. It's meant to curb sexual harassment and sexual assault, something that hotel workers nationally say is far too common. Miami Herald reporter Chibeli Herrera joined WLRN's Nadege Green on Friday to talk about the new requirement on the Florida Roundup.
So what exactly is a panic or safety button? What does that look like and how will it work?
Well, it can range, but typically it's a handheld device. It kind of looks like the keys, you know, to unlock your car with a button. And it could be on a wristband. It could be on a keychain. It's supposed to be very easily accessible for the worker. And you would press the button, and certain kinds will just emit a very loud siren, you know, to let somebody know something's going on. But other kinds are more sophisticated, and so you would press the button and it would be connected to hotel security, so someone else would be alerted. They would know where you're located and they would know what worker is pressing the signal to bring them over. And so that is the kind that we're probably going to see in Miami Beach. The ordinance specifies that the device needs to contact security, and that was something that the union had pushed for as well because they felt that was a better way of alerting help. Some of these hotels are very large. If you call for help, someone might not hear you. And so they were really hoping that it would call security and be able to be a little bit more useful in that way.
And how did the hotels respond to this new requirement? Will it cost them more to provide this device to their employees? Were they open to it?
Yeah, there was a little pushback, and there has been in some of the cities. Initially, this ordinance had more sort of stringent requirements. The hotel, for example, would have to ban a guest for a year who was found sexually harassing or assaulting a worker. That got rolled back. Initially, this was going to roll out in January of 2019. That got moved back to August to give hotels some time. And that was, you know, part of the influence of the hotels wanting to adjust some of that language a bit. And so there was some pushback. And I think generally, you know, this is going to cost them. The burden of cost is on the hotel. No matter what size they are, it could be small hotel, large hotel, they all have to provide these buttons for a variety of workers. It's housekeepers, it's room attendants, it's mini bar servers, it's room service servers, anyone who is in a room with a guest alone. So
this is not just for the housekeepers.
Correct. Yes, it's for any worker that's in a room with a guest alone at any point in time. And then they've really broadened that to specify that it could be different kinds of workers as well, because this happens primarily to housekeepers, but also to other kinds of workers. And so the hotels will have to provide this for everyone, and the cost can range. So it could be onerous. And so that was really what the hotels were pushing back on. Many of them have their own safety protocols, and they thought that was sufficient. But ultimately, the commission voted unanimously to have them in Miami Beach.
Chibeli, is there a push to potentially have other hotels outside of the beach implement similar policies? Are you seeing anything regionally in South Florida?
I haven't seen anything elsewhere in the region. I mean, Miami Beach is really the nexus of the South Florida tourism industry. The majority of the hotel rooms are in that area. And so that was really more of the focus. We haven't seen anything like it anywhere else. And then in other places in the country, there are some other pushes to get this through. In California, there's a proposed statewide bill. In Las Vegas, some of the unionized casino hotels with MGM and Caesars have added the panic buttons as part of their union contracts. So we are seeing this growing quite a bit in the last few years, but nowhere else in South Florida so far.
That was Miami Herald reporter Chibeli Herrera on the Florida Roundup. And you can hear the full interview at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.